friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
A diver missing in Florida was left for dead, but God led his worried family straight to him. Written by Adam Staten. Read by Adam Staten. Dylan Gartenmeyer, a diver missing in Florida, has an incredible story about how his family, with some help from above for sure, saved him against the odds. Hope and love will cause people to act in extraordinary ways, to push themselves and others beyond their limits. Both hope and love will cause people to keep going, even when the odds are decidedly not in their favor. One video is a perfect example of what is possible with a little bit of hope and love. A video posted to YouTube shows a moment a family was reunited with a diver missing in Florida who had been lost at sea for nearly 4 hours. While spearfishing with a couple of buddies, a strong current swept the missing diver, Dylan Gartenmeyer, out to sea. Dylan says that when he was finally able to resurface, he did not see the boat anywhere. Dylan's family received a call notifying them their son had gone missing. "I couldn't breathe. I couldn't talk," Tabitha, Dylan's mother, recalls about hearing the news. To try and find him, the U.S. Coast Guard launched a search for Dylan. However, another party, Tabitha, Dylan's mom, a family friend, Dylan's friend, a cousin, and his grandfather Edward, took off in a boat in hopes of finding Dylan in the ocean. Literally, it took the whole family to come together within seconds, because that's our baby. And that's what you do, Tabitha explained. As nightfall began approaching, hours after he first went missing, Dylan admits that he thought his life may be over. "Yeah, one point, whenever that sun had set, this could definitely be the end," he said. Armed with hope and love, Dylan's family and friends headed to his last known coordinates, a favorite of Dylan's for diving. Sure enough, that's where his family and friends, and not the U.S. Coast Guard, found and rescued the young man. The video shows the pure joy and jubilation of the people on board the boat as they spot the diver missing in Florida floating in the water. Several people can be seen jumping up and down, screaming in excitement. The diver's mother, Tabitha, in the interview detailed what she did seconds after they successfully pulled Dylan onto the boat. "As soon as we got him on the boat, I just held him tight because he was freezing. He was shaking," she said. Tabitha added that divine intervention did play a role in them finding Dylan. "It definitely had to be a miracle. It had to be God protecting him the whole time, or angels above, because for us to land right on him, you can see it's a needle in a haystack out there," she said. "Praise God this young man was found alive. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you," said the Lord, "thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Jeremiah 29:11.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
DeMar Hamlin opens up about his collapse on TV and God using me after what happened. Written by Adam Staten. Read by Adam Staten. For NFL player DeMar Hamlin, what happened to him on the field is more than a horrific and disturbing scene on national television. It's a way that God is using him as a vessel to accomplish good works. Anyone who watched the Monday Night Football game between the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals on January 2nd, 2023, witnessed a scary incident. During the first quarter of the game, Bills safety, DeMar Hamlin, collapsed on the field following the tackle. What happened when DeMar collapsed is that he suffered cardiac arrest. After medics on the field successfully got his heart beating again, he was rushed to the hospital in critical condition. Now out of the hospital, he continues to recover. DeMar Hamlin, in a video on social media, says he believes God is already using what happened to him during the football game for good. What happened to me on Monday Night Football, I feel, is a direct example of God using me as a vessel to share my passion and my love directly from my heart with the entire world, DeMar said in a video posted to Instagram. In the video, DeMar mentions what he will do with the love and support he's received during this time. And I'm able to give it back to kids and communities all across the world who need it the most. And that's always been my dream. It's always been what I stood for and what I'll continue to stand for, he said. DeMar also adds that this is just the beginning. He has much bigger plans for how he hopes to continue being a role model for children and to help those in need. This is just the beginning of the impact I want it to have on the world, DeMar said. And with God's guidance, I will continue to do wonderful and great things. In the video, DeMar also thanked a laundry list of people for their love and support, including his doctors and medical staff, the Bills organization, his teammates, and Bills fans. 2 Timothy 2:21. If a man, therefore, purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel to honor, sanctified, and meet for the Master's use, and prepared to every good work.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
There's nothing in this world that he cannot do if we truly allow his love.
We can do nothing without him. Anything that we do apart from him is not something that's permanent.
We all need his grace. That's everybody. We are all broken people on our way to a place that we believe is waiting on us in heaven.
You can find more of Bridges with Monica Schmelter at lifeaudio.com.
In Christ, we are all one family.
Amen.